Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you should heal, you can take a break. I feel the moon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
It is Monday, and I know everybody's starting their week. I love Wake Up World with Bonnie because I get a cup of coffee. I can wake up with myself. So, I mean, how cool is that? You are all listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am a psychic intuitive spirit medium. I'm an RN, which means I'm a registered nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant, which means I can go to court. And I am a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues and any day-to-day issues that you have. I am also a life coach. But my big love in my whole life, besides my family and kids, is my radio show. I love being with you. I love bringing you anything you want to know. And you know, I blab so much. advice, that's what I was born for. So with my intuitive psychic abilities and my need and want for talking, blabbing, and giving advice, this is the perfect field for me to be in and the perfect venue. So if anybody wants to see get me on Skype, which would be a reading or a counseling session, please go to my webpage, www.bonniealbersonair.com, and just get the contact page. You can read a little bit about me, and then do the drop down box on contact. Tell me what you want and I will get back to you. Please leave me enough time though. Sometimes I don't check. It's the summer. It is crazy for me here right now. So I don't always check, but within 24 hours, I will check my email box. I want to thank everybody for contacting me, for listening to the show, and for being here. I want to thank everyone for bearing with me with this summer schedule. It's crazy, but I'll tell you, I've got an interview after the show with a guy. He's on YouTube, and he is a really cool gentleman. I don't know what is about this computer, but if somebody calls me, you all get to hear it. So what I do want to tell you, so please forgive that if you've heard it. It was somebody trying to get me on Skype. Obviously trying to listen to my show and call in, and I'm not sure what Blog Talk's doing about this. But anyway, to get back to what I was saying, I've got a gentleman I'm interviewing. He does normal cards, like, you know, the Atlantean life cards that Kelly does. He has these pack of cards and he does these readings. It's the coolest thing. So I am going to talk to him and chat with him today and see about bringing him here, especially for you. So just give me a chance to put him up if he's right for the show, or if we're right for him. So I am going to bring him to you hopefully within the next week. I haven't put too many guests on. I'm just bringing back everybody. Kind of Saturn's retrograde again. So I'm bringing back everybody who wants to be on the show. And I've got so many people who asked to be on the show. And I am so grateful for that. I do have someone I am hoping online. Maggie is here, who wrote a book, and her book was just published, just out. Down the Rabbit Hole, I think. It's all about what we're discussing, which is cleansing, clearing, and protecting, and grounding. I love this subject because it's back to basics. So if you're listening, Maggie, please put your first three in chat so I can find you, because obviously I didn't find you Friday. Anyway, to hear about your book, I'm sure everybody would, and we can talk about this because you are a fabulous lady. You do the pranic tube and more. And I certainly want you back. And you do the tree cards, which I love. Again, grounding. So the next few weeks, you'll just hear me. And I'm going to put the guests on as they come. I'm not doing weeks out yet until September, because the chances of me going to New York again to move my daughter will be I think we're winding that down to, I think, the first or second week in August. Once September 15th rolls around, I'm either going to be in New York for a while or be here for a while, and then the shows will be absolutely, I'll be booking them out again months in advance for anybody who would like to be a guest. And I do have many people I want to bring to the show. So today I am going to talk about, really quickly, you know, I do my flower therapy cards and our life lesson card. I'm going to bring that to you. So cool. When I started the show, I always start with my flower therapy deck. I love these cards because, like, flower power, all about that. So as you see on my pictures, I love the rainbow colors. I'm all about color. I like the big, you know, long skirts and the peasant tops. Even though I'm not a hippie-ish, I just love that whole era of flowers and flower. It just resonates with me. I must have been a flower in a previous life. But if there was a queen flower, that's who I was. Anyway, I pulled two cards for the show. The first one is, which I love, you are healed. It is a beautiful marigold. The healing you've prayed for is on its way. Well, everyone, I know there's somebody listening that's going to tell me, thank you, thank you, thank you for pulling this card, if not everyone. Your prayers have been heard and assistance is coming. Please be patient as the angels and flowers interact with your life. They're creating positive changes to make your healing as powerfully effective as it can be. You're being guided to the most perfect modality and practitioner at the opportune moment. It's time for you to be well. This healing goes deep within your soul by nourishing and nurturing you from the inside out, extending to your aura. By giving strength to your aura, you find greater vitality because others will be unable to affect your energy. I love this. This is what we talk about, grounding, clearing, and protecting. I mean, how cool these all match up to the message spirit wants you all to have, and me too. In the eyes of God, you're perfect, whole, and complete right now. There's nothing you need to change. Through this process of healing, you're letting go of the illusion of disease. If you're a healer, look at these signals you've been receiving and intuitively decide what they mean. Perhaps you have the gift of assisting others in reaching their goals. Meditate on this idea and follow your guidance to the right modality. So many of you have called in knowing you're all metaphysical, but you just don't know which way to turn. Lots of you are healers. We've talked about crystals and energy exchange and Reiki, and we've talked about aromatherapy, massage therapy. There's so many modalities. There's crystal bowl healing. There's crystals. So, and there's I love aromatherapy mixed with all that. And then there's, of course, the modalities, not metaphysically, of nursing and all those, or even volunteering your time at hospitals, at old age homes. You're with the perfect practitioner. Listen to the advice they're giving and put in the action. Your aura is healing. So I love this card for anybody who needs soul healing as well as physical healing. I love that. So the next, I see you, Maggie. I'll pick you up in just a minute. Thank you. The next card I put is Stand By Your Commitment. It's the pink lily. I'm a lily girl. I even wanted to name my daughter Lily. I wanted to name her Lily Weed, like Lily and then a wild weed. But my husband just didn't want that. So her name is Lauren, and I love Lauren, but she called herself Lily for the first 5 years. I love every form of lilies. You're strong enough to keep the promise that you've made. Don't back out now. Your angels believe in you. OMG, how many of us need this? Your word holds a special purpose at all times. You may have promised yourself you'd enhance your connection to the angels or begin a new exercise regime or healthy eating plan. Pulling this card reminds you to stand by the commitments that you made to yourself. Stick to the plan by ignoring the low energy, which a lot of us feel right now. Please remember that you're supported by the love of your angels. The deep pink of the lilies serve as a representation of the depth of angel love. Oh, I love that. Your first instinct is your correct instinct. Make positive commitments to yourself and others. I love this. For anybody else, the additional meanings are marriage or new relationship is on the horizon. You have the strength to get through this. I love this card. How many of us make commitments all the time and turn around and break them? Okay, well, this is asking you, your angels are asking you on a soul level to stand by the commitments that you make to yourself. I love this card because it's ourself that we fool most of the time. It's ourself that we cheat most of the time by not following through with what we say we want for ourselves. So I love both of them. I hope somebody here has these messages and can take them. I know probably everybody can, because every time I look at a card and I pull it for, you know, the show, I always think, hey, I mean, it's got to be for all of us. So The next one, you know, I go and pull your Soul Journeys card. And you know, I don't love this deck because some of the words I'm not thrilled about, James, but I do understand the messages, and I don't know why the life lesson cards that I've been drawn to them. So if I were to make this deck again, I'd use different words, but you will know what these mean. So the one, guilt. I don't like this word. Guilt is not a great thing, but really it is a double-edged sword, and I'm going to read you why. I release any beliefs that no longer assist in my soul's growth. So in order for your soul to grow, you've got to release the guilt. But guilt is sometimes, it, like I said, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, because sometimes guilt gets you motivated. It gets you to do the right thing. But once you do, you've got to let it go. So I am going to tell you, the energy of fear has many guises to complicate to loving yourself. Guilt is the most devious because it is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is a self-imposed emotion that pretends to be instructive and enlightening. Guilt can help us grow when we realize that our actions have been hurtful to others and that we need to make amends. But after we do so, it is time to learn from the behavior and move on. The problem arises when we hold on to the guilt feeling that serves the guilt feeling that serves no purpose. No one is perfect. Okay, well, give me a second. I lost the show here. Let's hope I can get it back. Okay, just give me a second. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, and I'm gonna cry. Here we go. I got you back. Okay, so let me see if I can get chat back. Okay. So, no guilt is perfect. No one is perfect. I'm so sorry. Everyone makes mistakes. Guilt is not always rational, but if you examine it subjectively, act on it and release it, it becomes a temporary emotion. Long held guilty feelings are never good and will create a roadblock to self-love and happiness. You must continually scan your current emotions for any feelings of guilt. Healthy guilt is a warning that action must be taken. Irrational guilt needs to be released. And I'll give you the example. But I love this card because so many of us walk around guilty about all kinds of things. So I know I did, and so I'll use myself as an example. My mom is in spirit, and her birthday was a few days ago, and she's been in spirit time. And right before she passed, she said to somebody that all she wanted to do was have lunch with me. Well, guys, I held that guilt for a very long time because she passed away after I had the one lunch with her. And I realized what had happened. So I asked her to forgive me, and I had to forgive myself. But that is a deep-seated guilt that people carry when they do or have an action that they feel possibly has maybe hurt or slighted another person. Now, guilt also is in what we do. So let's say we eat 5 cookies instead of 3, and we're putting, and then we self-loathe because we're guilty that we didn't stick to our diet. So let's get rid of the guilty feelings. Let's take it. We ball it up in a ball and throw it out. Guilt can be a good motivator. It can motivate us to work. If you're guilty that you're laid in bed too long and now you're getting up to work, it's a great motivator when we want to treat people well because we're guilty if we don't. But let's throw out the guilt that is challenging self-loathe. Let's get it out. So now I am going to go to the subject, and I'm going to pick up Maggie. But today we're going to go into grounding, because I'm going to do each separately. I'm going to take grounding for a week, then I'm going to put cleansing for a week, and then protection for a week. So what's interesting is everybody says, why do we have to ground, and how do we know that we're not grounded? So I am going to give you a few things that if you feel this is people who are ungrounded, how will I know if I'm ungrounded or grounded? So here are some symptoms. What's funny is every time I read these symptoms, I think everybody's ungrounded. Then I'll ground. Okay, so if you you have dizziness, daydreaming, a feeling of being spaced out, feeling sick, heart palpitations, eyes flickering, weight gain, clumsiness, static shocks, falling asleep when meditating, noise and light sensitivity, forgetfulness, having brilliant ideas that never happen, arguing and unable to get your point across. They are saying that, reading the articles, you know I pull articles from everywhere, that if you have these symptoms, 1 to 5 of these symptoms, which I can tell you most people have, they are that it is an ungrounded feeling. It's feelings of being ungrounded and being ungrounded. So a lot of people ground themselves every day. Here is what we can do to help ground. If we're, you know, we went through the roots and you know, envision the roots from your feet as you stand there and pull the tree roots from your feet, make your feet be the trees. Pull the roots down to the center of the earth, wrap them around a beautiful, I use a clear crystal, and then pull the energy from that, and that will help you ground. But also, these are the things you can do. You can drink water, you can walk, especially in natural surroundings, sports, yoga, tai chi, anything that has to do with metaphysical or meditation. Gardening, animal walking the dog, being purposeful, visualization of the roots, and we just went through that. Also visualization of the red color, which is your root chakra, and carrying or working with crystals. I love this because some of the crystals that they say are grounding crystals, which I love, and I'll give you the list of them, but just to give you a few, I really, really love these crystals. They are a tiger's eye, which I am so into. I love the tiger's eye. It's a brown and black kind of stripes like a tiger. And the other one is a red jasper, you know, red for the root chakra, bloodstone, hematite, which believe me, if you go with hematite, please keep it below your waist. You don't want to ground your brain to the ground. So try keeping the hematite below your waist. Okay, and anything that's red, your gold tiger eye is also grounding. It's, I guess it's from a tiger, I don't know. A carnelian, garnet, pyrite, copper, amber, unikite, and I love those. You, any one of them, you can carry in your pocket, you can carry in your sock, you can put it on the ground next to you when you're meditating. But these are grounding techniques. So I don't want to go too far into the next one. I really believe that anytime you feel spacey or disoriented is a good time to ground and center yourself. What you have to do is to learn to ground. You can do it visually. I think we went over that with the tree. The essence of the most methods is to relax and visualize yourself sending an energy cord or light beam into the earth from your root chakra and allowing it to reach this earth core, allowing you to get energy from the earth and return excess energy down that cord, ones that you don't want. The energy you send down the cord is not your own, is cleansed and used by the earth. Your own energy is cleansed and returned to you. There are spirit beings that thrive on clearing negative energy. A classic form of grounding is to imagine roots growing from the earth from your feet and spiraling them around an energy crystal. That's the one I love and use. It's a visualization. It's nothing you have to do, but you got to visualize it. So I'm going to pick up Maggie. Maggie, I am so excited to talk to her. I think she was on last week, and she is the one that wrote the book all about this, and I am excited to talk to her. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Bonnie. Good morning. How are you today, my dear?
Well, I'm as good as
possible. Oh, dear.
I'm having all kinds of technical. Can you hear me?
You're kind of going. Yeah, it's really sketchy. You're fading in and out badly. Can you hear me?
You have your, I can hear you perfectly. Can you turn your Yeah, let me hear you. Can you talk, Maggie?
Okay. It was the speaker on my phone. Sorry.
That's okay, Maggie. I'm excited to talk to you. So tell me, your book got published. Tell us the name of the book and a little bit about it.
Oh, it's called Notes from Down the Rabbit Hole, A Beginner's Guide. And it's a story about essentially my awakening and how I fell down the rabbit hole. I was just an unassuming, I consider myself a normal person, just bitty-bopping along in my life. And it, as luck would have it, I just fell down the rabbit hole. And
I would love to fall down that rabbit hole. Because then you've got all kinds of stuff like Alice in Wonderland and all those beautiful animals.
Oh, exactly. And so essentially what my book deals with is what life is like once you have increased awareness. And it talks about everything from grounding and it talks about awareness of other vibratory levels, other densities. It talks about other like beings within these densities and how you can go from third density even down to second, first density and up, and the beings that are in these densities and how we like vibrate. It's kind of like how to like get around in the world and how to perceive things that we didn't notice before. And it's also about...
Oh, I love that.
It's a book about the condition of the planet and what is happening to us. And it talks about like this new kind of energy that's coming in from deep space. And they have been calling it Planet X, but it's not a planet. It's just like a bundle of energy, and it's hitting us, and it's going to be provoking us to increase our vibratory rate. And that entails all kinds of juicy, interesting things, all kinds of change. And I go into explicit detail, like scientifically, so you can envision exactly what is happening with our bodies, with the planet, and exactly what will evolve from this. And essentially, it's all about vibration and vibratory rate. And I also even do a bit about artificial intelligence versus the organic human is what I call ourselves. It's like the organic human is how we were put on Earth and what we were born to be and who we are in our essence, our basic essence, versus what they're doing, what they, you know, the external world, the controllers are doing to us now to try to essentially screw us up, to get us out of our normal vibratory, because they have their own essential prerogatives, and we have ours. And so it's kind of like a game that we're playing together. Like, I know that you know this, and you know that I know this, and so let's just, you know, do our thing and see what happens. And it's essentially a tool. It's a book about my awakening, what has happened to me. And believe me, I've had some pretty bizarre things happen to me. It deals with everything from, like, other dimensional things that I have seen, interacted with, to UFOs and other beings you can see through, and how UFOs have interacted with me, and has to do like with the mind, the power of the mind, and how you can use this, and how I use mind to do an experiment where I cleaned up chemtrails, and it drew a lot of attention, both by a UFO showed up, and then 3 weeks later, the Department of Defense showed up to interview me.
Wow. So well, wait a minute, Maggie. Wait a minute. We don't want to get too far into this because I've got some questions people are going to want to know. So apart a little bit, and then we can, you know, you can give the people a chance to order it. But let me ask you a question, because there you go. I would love to sink my teeth into. So what did the Department of Defense have to say to you, and why?
Oh, dear. Now my dog's going to chime in. Let me go in the other room. The Department of Defense. Okay. What happened was, is I decided to do some experiments with chemtrails. So I went out and was cleaning chemtrails. I give the directions in my
Maggie,
book.
Maggie, like we've got to...
Yes?
That's what I'm going to ask you, because we need to be our audience and listeners know what you're talking about. So can you explain what chemtrails are and why we need to clean them, why you decided to clean them? Can you go into that just a little bit?
Sure. Chemtrails are what are also known as geoengineering. And essentially, the U.S. military has been doing this since the 60s. And what they do is they affect the weather in Vietnam for their own purposes for war mongering. And they have been doing this on the sly since the Vietnam War era. And if people begin to notice looking up in the sky, they'll see these really thick clouds, or you'll see like a silver haze. And that's all you're seeing everywhere is like a silver haze. And what that is the chemicals that they're putting in the sky, Stronium, all kinds of like nasty things, and it's essentially affecting our food crops that we're growing. It's affecting our forests. It's acting as a fire accelerant. So when we do have forest fires, they burn faster and more intensely. It's just not a good thing. And I all kinds of suspicions about, people say that perhaps that they're doing this also to manipulate our minds or whatever, but that's not certain. But I do know for a fact that what it is, it's affecting crops, because I know that Cornell University, when I lived in the area, taught courses in geoengineering, and they also developed a seed that is aluminum resistant with the country of Brazil. Now, why would you want to develop seeds that are aluminum resistant unless you're spraying aluminum in the sky? So it's kind of like,
we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. So can you just give us really quickly So the government saw that you were doing what, and then I'm going to have to take some callers, but
what I was doing, Bunny, was I was with my mind and my intention and my focus, I was clearing the sky of these chemtrails so I could have a blue spot over my house. And I was doing this, and I was able to maintain a constant blue spot over my house for probably a couple of years. But when I first started doing this, this geoengineering plane showed up right in the middle of my blue spot and turned on the spray to spray my blue spot. And I went out and sent it love, and it flew out of there like a bat out of Hades. And then this brown sphere, it looked like with a dirt path, flew right up to me. It felt like it was like probing me. And I felt like, what the? And then I was on Facebook at the time, and I had talked about it. I said there was this UFO that showed up, and I described it. My friends in England had sent me some photographs of UFOs and said, pick out the ones that you saw, and I identified the ones I saw, and she said, you have just identified a Draco-reptilian mothership. And I thought, why is a Draco-reptilian mothership scanning me? And then 3 weeks later, somebody from the Department of Defense shows up and spent over 8 hours vetting me or asking me questions about every single thing in my life. And this is what the book deals with.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, Maggie? I am going to tell you that I hope everybody, before I let you go, but I hope everybody reads the book. I can't wait to read it. I know you read tree cards, which I love. You've read them on my show. and I absolutely love what you do. You're talk about Mother Earth and talk about grounded. You're about doing tree cards, one of the most grounded people I know. So this is going to be a very interesting book. I can't wait to read it. And you know, I will invite you back on. I just wanted to hear and let everybody know you're available now.
Thank you so very much, Bonnie.
Welcome. We love you, Maggie. I hope you come back and read your tree cards.
Oh, okay. Well, I will. You have an awesome day.
Oh, thank you. You know, you're now an author, which I'm sure you have always, you remind me of an author from generations and probably lifetimes back. You are an
but now I'm an Amazon. Now I'm an Amazon.
I know, you're
woman.
An Amazon. I know. Well, you know what? You are a woman of the Amazon. I can already feel that. So, you know, I am just so proud and happy for you. I know you have been off Blog Talk for a long time getting this book together, and I'm interested and I can't wait to read it. And you are so interested in Maggie that I hope all of people listening and everybody that can, you know, order the book, go right ahead or however it works. But I want to wish you a lot of luck, and you know you're always welcome back on the show.
Thank you, Bonnie. You are always in my heart, my dear. You take care.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Maggie. And listen, again, the book is named. Go ahead. Tell everybody what's the book, Down the Rabbit Hole. Is that what it is?
It's Down the Rabbit Hole? It's Notes from Down the Rabbit Hole, and it's by Maggie, and that's spelled M-A-G-G-I. It's a play on the Magi. I put notes.
Oh, I love that.
And that's on purpose. And my last name is Trudeau, T-R-U-D-E-A-U. Trudeau.
Do you hear, Maggie? I have a girlfriend named Candace Trudeau from Chicago.
I wonder if we're related. They say all Trudeaus are related.
Well, you know what? I'm going to hook you up with her, which isn't really a good word because all the young kids use that as, hey, we're going to have a date. That's not what I'm doing, but I'm going to, because she's really metaphysical. She was the head of all of the Chicago school system. She's a PhD in psychology. She's the lawyer, and I don't know. She came right into my mind with you. So I am going to ask you if I can give her your name and number or give you hers. So I think it'd be interesting for the two of you to kind of talk.
Sure, that would be awesome. Or you could give her my Skype info.
Yes, I will. I absolutely will. All right. Well, Maggie, thank you. And please listen to the show always. We love having you as an audience member, as well as a reader here, too. And guests.
I love your show.
So thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maggie. Bye. Everybody, if you want to know who Maggie is before I get to the phone lines, if I can, with what blogs happen in Blog Talk, I just want you to know Maggie used to be, and she still is, our tree card reader. She tells you what tree you are. I was the willow, I think, and I love willow trees. So she is a cool lady, super grounded, and very, very intelligent. I can't wait to read this book, and I hope you all, if you want summer reading, it's, I'm sure, going to be very interesting. And Maggie, we wish you a lot of luck on your journey of being an author. So I am going to get to the phone lines. 856, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie. This is Laura in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous, but I haven't heard from you for a while. So what have you been doing? Or haven't I not just heard from you because I haven't been able to pick you up?
No, yeah, but I haven't called in for a while, but I'm calling to see if you pick up anything about me making any big moves, maybe to California by any chance. I'm hoping to get a permanent job, and they're based out of California. But there's also other jobs I've been interviewing with, too.
Okay, so I need to, the more specific you are, I'm going to turn to my mighty, wonderful, wonderful, my pendulum, because this isn't a yes or a no question, but then I'll get into it with you. So which job did you want? Which job are you looking at? Tell me a little bit about it so I can ask, because the more specific you are, the better answer I can give you.
Okay, so, well, I had The job that I'm really interested in is a small startup company, medical company. They have software that they're trying to get partnered up with in the hospitals throughout the United States. So I would be traveling a good portion of the time initially in the United States. But they're based in California, and I'm not sure if they would expect me to move there or not. I have a follow-up phone call today, and if they like me, they'll fly me out to California for an in-person interview.
Here's what I think, Maggie. Here's what I think, Laura. I'm going to tell you right now. I hear, why does she think she has to move? Okay, so I feel like they are going to fly you out. So I do feel you will get an interview in California, all expenses paid. But I will tell you that I feel like with your travel and this company, what they're saying is, why do you have to move? So if you want to move, it'll be up to you. But I think that they'll allow you to live anywhere as long as you are going to be able to get where you need to go. Because I feel like there's going to be many places, like if you have the Eastern Seaboard up somewhere, you can live anywhere in the Eastern Seaboard. If you're in the Western Seaboard, you can live anywhere in the Western Seaboard, north, south, east, or west. It'll be up to you. They will want you to live in your district, but I kind of feel they're not going to make you move to California. So which, can I ask a question? Which seaboard, or because they're showing me a map, which seaboard would you have? Is it East Coast, West Coast, or all over?
I think it's going to be all over at this point. It just depends on where they're going to. I'm not exactly sure of the specifics yet, but I know they want to go all over the United States. They can with this software. I'm not sure yet at this point, but I would prefer to remain living on the East Coast.
I don't feel like fly
out for the occasional meeting.
Yeah, I don't feel they're going to make you move, Laura. I just don't feel that they're going to make you move. So what I'm hearing is, and let me ask, okay, what I'm hearing is, why does she have to move? So if Spirit is asking me that, it's prompting you to say, well, then you would be wanting to move on your own, not that there would want you to move. So let me ask, okay, what is the company called, or give me a little bit about, or, you know, even just give me a last initial of the company?
I can give you initial. The first initial, it begins with an M, as in Mary.
Okay. Laura going to go out to California for the next phase of the job interview with the company M? Yes, they're going to fly you out there. Okay. They're going to fly you out there. And let me ask if you're going to, if they fly you out there and offer you the job, are you going to take it?
Yeah, I would take it, especially if it's, you know, everything's the right price and all that stuff. But I'm definitely interested in the job.
Is Laura going to get this job that she's interested in the travels based in California? Yes, they're going to offer you the job. They will offer you the job. I think they have a lot more people. They're going to fly in for the interview, so you might not hear about it for a while, but they are going to offer you the job.
Okay. So I have some other possibilities on the back burner too. So I'm just wondering if I accept a job in the interim and then give 2 weeks notice if this one comes through. How far out is it going to, how long do I have to wait? Do you think a month, 2 months?
You know, I just don't know. I think that they're not in any rush for some reason, because I think that this is all a newer phase of the company, or it's something that they have just put in place. Because I feel like that there's no big, like, they want a rush to get in, but to hire you guys. I feel like there's a few. I don't feel they're just hiring one person. So I think they're going to interview, and when they find the right person, it's going to be boom. They're going to interview everybody. So you're not the only one that has this interview, but, and I don't feel like you'd be the only one offered the job. So that would mean I think they're hiring a bunch of people. So,
okay.
And the thing is, will you like it? Will the money be right? I don't know. You will be offered the job. It might be that you think this is wonderful, and then it gets to negotiations and it's just not good enough for you. So I'm not quite sure if you are going to take or accept the job, but I know you'll be offered the job.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And what do you have on the side wings here coming up?
Well, I've got, I had another in-person interview last Wednesday for a permanent job with a mm-hmm. consulting firm. And that's with a different, the difficult client that I am familiar with. So that job would be challenging. And then there's some contracts that I have been submitted for, and one moved me up to the top of the pile for that contract.
Yeah, you're going
to get. That would be a good way to go, I think, the contract, because it would be a short-term contract, and
yes.
then I could jump onto the job in California.
Absolutely. I love that this is a startup company, that you get to grow with it. Just make sure it is a good startup company. And I feel like you already made that decision. And yeah, you're going to be offered the other one too at the top. And I would absolutely take that in the interim.
Okay, great.
Okay. You've gotten a lot of things in the pipeline there, which I am so glad to see. The decision will be yours, but the good news is I feel whatever decision and whatever lands in your lap will be fated. So that is where you need to be. Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck. And let me know where you go, Laura. Okay.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Good luck again. You won't need it. Oh, I just love her. I just love you. I'm so glad that things are working out for you and you're getting some bites and everything. You're a great girl. I love your aura. You're very calm, but I know inside you've got those trembling waters going on. But don't worry, it's coming. And I think wherever you go next is where you need to go. And I feel like that startup company is really good for you, because you'll be learning the ropes as you grow. And I think this is a great thing, and you will be offered it. So let's go to 786, 786. We got 12 minutes. Hi. Hello. 786. Okay, well, I'm going to go to the next caller, because 786, either you have muted yourself or something's wrong again. You know, I just want to ask everybody on Blog Talk, they made me like go with this higher hi-fi definition, and it seems like I can't even use the board. So I'm not sure if anybody else is having that problem. If you're listening to me and you are a host, if you can get back to me, I would love that. 951, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous today. So how about, I'm doing fabulous every day. It's just, it depends on what fab. Am I doing fabulous because I'm fabulous, or am I doing fabulous because everything else around me is fabulous? Well, usually it's because everything else around me is fabulous. So how are you doing today, Nathaniel? And that's what you need to think, that everything around you is fabulous.
Karina, sometimes I don't know the difference.
So let me hear what's going up with you this morning. So how is your week going, or have you had any change in status?
Not really, but going a little slow here, I think, but over the weekend anyway, but rainy here.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Again, where are you? You're in Florida, aren't you?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, sometimes I get mixed up, Nathaniel. I mean, I've got somebody, they don't let me know what, like, I'll read, and if it's from spirit, I'll remember you because of your voice. But I don't remember what spirit brings me, because it's spirit who's bringing me. Though with you, because I know you a little bit, I know, you know, like, I know I brought your parents through. And I know you really love that. So, because they keep coming in their wedding outfit with the, I told you what they had in between there. So they just, they're always with you, my friend. And so you're still looking for a job?
Well, I've got on disability right now.
Yes!
So that's,
told me to get on disability.
I'm supposed to be on disability, you say?
Well, I know that you've had a hard time, and disability is the route that you've taken. So, and then so I know that you have to get jobs, but you can't make too much, otherwise your disability kicks off, right?
Yeah, you know, actually I've heard a thing saying that I'm going to go into business with somebody named Steven, and I might be moving to San Diego.
Well, I love San Diego. I've never been there, but I hear it's everybody that moves there loves it, and there's a lot of job opportunities there from what I understand, and it's a big city. And I, you know, I'm going to let me ask my pendulum. What are you going to do with Steven?
You know, I think we're going to go into business or something. That's all I've heard. So
And like Steven and go into business with him in San Diego, California. Okay. You know, I got to tell you something, and I love my pendulum, and I can only tell you what I'm getting and what I feel, and I don't like bringing, you know, news that might not be of what you want to hear, but I don't know about this job with another guy named Steven. So...
Oh.
Isn't it? Is that what you said, Steve?
Yeah, I've heard two people say I might be going into business with somebody named Steven, and the second one, somebody else just told me that too. So I thought, I usually don't like to mention things from psychics. I usually like to have everything over on their side, but you know.
This is the thing I hear. First, I feel like that. If you're going to go into business with anybody, first you got to get yourself, you know, what you want as a business plan first. I feel that if you do go into business with somebody, and maybe that's the problem, maybe his name isn't Steven, maybe his middle name's Steven, and my pendulum is not picking it up. But what I want to tell you is every journey and adventure for you, Nathaniel, is another life lesson. So if you are offered it, of course, I would take it. I just don't know if that's coming soon. And I don't know that I feel that that's what needs to come. I think that really what you need to do, and this would be this is only what I'm hearing from Spirit, is you need to get yourself and find something you really are passionate about doing and pursue that job, or you hire somebody to go into business with you doing that job. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like if you go working for someone or with somebody, that then I feel that there might be an ulterior motive for the other person, and then it never works out good for you. So I'd love you to be the initiator. So maybe that's what they're saying. Instead of you going into business with someone named Steven, maybe Steven is going to go into business with you. So then I would make a game plan and look to see what you want to do if it isn't working for someone. But put your game plan out there and let somebody come work with you or develop the plan with you. Because I just don't feel that going to work with somebody right this minute is what's going to happen. I do believe you should still keep putting yourself out there. I think you're looking in the wrong direction, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but I also feel like you have some constraints and restraints when it comes to work, especially with your disability. And I would be looking at something more of what you do as a hobby to what you can supplement your income with. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what Spirit's bringing me.
Okay.
So I don't mean to be, I don't feel like you're not going to get anything. I don't feel you're going to be out of money or really out of being able to work, but I feel that you've got some restraints on you and that's with the disability. So you have to find out, I think we talked about this. Do you have to find out what your disability rights are as far as how much you can make? And I feel that that whatever you're going to do is going to be either a sideline or a hobby. So if you have a hobby, like a sideline could be working at Starbucks. You know, you love coffee. You can work 2 days a week. You can make a certain amount of money. They do have, you're on disability, so you don't need insurance, but that will give you just a little added income and the people skills that you might need. That's what I mean by side job. If you're going to look for something that is your hobby, so let's say you like fixing old cars. I'm just giving you an example. Maybe you'll meet Steven, who will want to go in and fix old cars with you. So what I see is that you've got to be the initiator of what you want to do, or pick a side job that you can do to make extra money. But I would love to say you're going in business in San Diego with Steven, and you might. I just don't see it. Okay.
Hey, well, thanks a lot, Bonnie.
Well, let me know what goes on. You know, I don't love, I'd rather give you positive news. And the positive news would be, Nathaniel, that you've got to start thinking about what you want to do yourself without looking for somebody to pick that up for you. So what Spirit's showing me is you could be very successful in either a side job or a job that is your hobby. And that's something only you know. That doesn't mean you're not going to go in with somebody. It just means you've got to decide what you want to do versus the other person deciding to pick you up. Do you understand what that means?
Right.
Okay. So good luck. And let me know what happens, Nathaniel, because I would love to know. You know, I'm just giving you what Spirit's giving
me. I try to say anything. I can't say anything. You know, if I say something, you reflect on what I say. So I'm trying to get you to reflect on the reading, not what I say.
Well, I'm reflecting on what I see. That's what I see. Uh-oh. So I don't think I reflected on what you said, because the thing is, yeah, what I see is different than what you said. So, and I can only bring you what Spirit brings me. So that's what I'm going to tell you. I still see a side job or a hobby. Okay, and I don't think you brought that to me. So that is something I am bringing to you, Spirit. Actually, I'm not bringing it. Here it is. So have a great day, Nathaniel, and good luck.
You too. Bye.
Bye. You know, I've got to tell everybody, and I only have 2 minutes, but I want to tell everybody, I do not read to placate people. I give you what Spirit brings me in love and light. So I know that I will never bring a message and give you a message that is not what you want to hear in a bad light, but I'm not going to give you messages I don't get just to make sure that you are happy. So, Nathaniel, I love you. And as a person, you're a great soul, and your parents are right here. And if you kind of listen to Spirit, you're going to get on the right path. And that is either get a side job after you have checked out your disability benefits and see what you can make, or start your job that is your hobby. And with that, you will be able to work with people. And I love that. So I hope that makes sense to you, and good luck. And you know, I always wish everyone the best. So I am going to pick 609. Well, I can't. I have a minute and 35 seconds. So I just want to tell everybody to please be with me tomorrow. I'm trying to put up my shows, and for some reason, Blog Talk switched boards on me, and I don't know how to do it. So I'm going to get on their helpline after this show and ask them, how in the world can I schedule my shows? So hopefully you will see me tomorrow at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, all is well. So I will see you then. Have a great day. Have a great morning. And make sure your job is filled up and you're all happy, healthy, good thoughts. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.